July 25, Safety in the Old Paths. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16. There is no safety anywhere. Satan has come down with great power, and is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Those who do not follow in Christ's footsteps will find themselves following another leader. They have listened to strange voices until they cannot distinguish the voice of the true shepherd. Little by little, they cease to heed the warnings, the reproofs, the instructions. Human wisdom came in. Human imaginations were followed. Much reliance is placed upon human exertion and devices, and they imperceptibly go on until they are fully satisfied with their own wisdom, their own inventions, and are filled with their own doings. Drink deep at the fountain of truth and be a close student of the Word, for the Lord will take the words of truth and through the Holy Spirit imprint them on your heart that you may present the precious Word with simplicity and fervor. Rejoice in the Lord always, that Jesus is glad to receive you with all your imperfections, with all your weakness, and acknowledge you as His child. Therefore, trust Him. Adorn the doctrine of Christ, our Savior, by a well-ordered life and a godly conversation. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. That is, be not over-anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What a privilege is this given to everyone to trust in Jesus and tell Him everything. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7. Have faith in God, however stormy may be the times, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith, you will be complete in Him. Abide in the old paths, whoever may turn back, be rooted and grounded and built up in the most holy faith, a living epistle known and read of all men.